Well, hello again, and welcome to the program. We continue today in our series on the tribes and the churches, basically looking how things were to be done in the Old Testament age and how God wants things done today. Now, we need to be teachable, and we're going to pray this prayer again. I really like this as a hymn for this series, because if we're not teachable, we're just wasting our time here. So, teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Let's make this our honest, sincere prayer today.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to live, to die, saved by thy grace.
Well, we read in Acts 15 and 5, and so were the churches established. God gave pastors who are to teach faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In Ephesians 4, we read he gave some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. The plan was plain and the plan was simple. God wanted pastors teaching the Word of God, and then parents teaching their families to follow the Word of God. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, "And ye fathers, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Very few fathers who call themselves fundamentalists are bringing their children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Oh, we send them off to Sunday school. or even to a Christian school and expect someone else to do that. No, Sunday schools are great and Christian schools are too. And ye fathers, should we really, as fathers, call ourselves fundamentalists if we're not doing this? Well, the whole plan was simple for Israel, but we, like Israel, decided we had a better plan. In 1 Samuel 8 and 4, the elders gathered themselves together and decided they wanted to do it like the world did it. Our leaders did exactly the same thing. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, pastors gathered themselves together because they were concerned about the advancement of modernism and liberalism. They decided we have to do something to combat these Philistines. They decided that we needed an ism to stand against modernism and liberalism. We need an ism. We'll call it fundamentalism. Like Israel, we forsook God's way. The world has colleges. Oh, we organized colleges. The influence of pastors faded into the background, and the influence of presidents took over. And soon the phrase, as goes the colleges, so go the churches, became an unscriptural fact. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a college if it's under the umbrella of the local church. The world gives doctor's degrees. Yeah, we give doctor's degrees. The world has newspapers. Let's start newspapers. The world has magazines. We publish magazines. They have seminars, and so do we. The world has associations. Baptists, as we said before, Baptists alone have over 300 different associations. The world has a board of directors. So we started our parachurch ministries outside of the local church, and they have their board of directors. What happened to pastors in every city? God's plan for our age was pastors in every city. Now editors have more influence than most pastors. Scores of ministries with no scriptural foundation are still springing up around the world. There are now thousands of fundamental parachurch ministries on the internet. And they're doing that which is right in their own eyes, and they have to, because there's not one scripture in the Word of God to tell anybody how to run a ministry in this age outside of the local church. Not one. To add to our fundamental confusion in the last 50 years, new issues have come to the forefront, with many fundamentalists taking different stands concerning these issues, or taking no stand at all. A partial list includes such important issues as Bible translations, music standards, dress standards, Calvinism, lordship salvation, repentance, and separation. While many fundamentalists continue taking many different positions on these issues, it has become obvious that the word fundamental means different things to different people. The term now raises more questions than it answers. So what is fundamentalism? What does one have to do to be a fundamentalist? Where do we draw the line? Fundamental or not fundamental? Well, what we need to do is take Jesus at his word when he said, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide us into all truth. All truth is all truth. He'll teach us the truth about fundamentalism. Let's make this, once again, let's make this our sincere, honest prayer before the Lord. No sense praying this if we're not teachable. If we're teachable, we might have to admit we were wrong about something. Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray.
Teach me thy will, O Lord, teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word, teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea. So blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King, my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to